Note 2. The excavations at Zelos. It is a curious irony of fate that in a work on the Cyclades one is almost tempted to leave Zelos out altogether. This islet, the centre, not only of the encircling Cyclades but of the ancient religious world, has nothing whatsoever to do with the life of today, except that the harbour between it and Rhenia has been constituted a quarantine station. Zelos and Rhenia, now called the Zili, exist only as fossils, and any knowledge concerning them belongs almost exclusively to the French, whose active excavations and the results thereof have been so exhaustively treated by Monsieur Le Beg in his work and by Monsieur Moll in his articles in the Bulletin de Correspondance Hellenique that no comment is necessary. A visit to the excavated ruins with these works in one's hand is truly delightful. We were able to place all the buildings which have been alluded to by ancient writers, and we were furthermore able to picture to ourselves the scenes of bygone ages. The procession of white-clad maidens which wound up Mount Cynthos to the temple of Jupiter and Minerva, the magnificent approach of the Theres from Athens to worship at Apollo's shrine, and as we sat amongst the ruins excavated by the French, we thought much of these things, for around us reigned a desolation and destruction perhaps more complete than that of Nineveh. Mount Cynthos is an ugly, bare, sugar-loaf mound, rising about 350 feet above the sea level in the centre of the island, affording a scanty pasturage for goats. The rest of the island is tolerably fertile, and is let to a few shepherds for what seemed to us a large sum in these parts, £240 per annum. There are a few huts scattered about, and a wooden shanty, where two old men live to guard the ruins from the descent of European pirates who will go there in yachts and steal what they can find. All around stretches a vast sea of ruins, recalling Pompeii in extent and complete annihilation. You wander through houses with mosaic pavements, pillared halls with cisterns below, and the richness of marble wherever you turn is most striking, and in the brilliant sunlight, almost dazzling. Much of the lignitous veins from Mount Marpisa of Paros has found its way here. There is still a vast amount of work to be done on Zelos if the Greek government would only encourage enterprise in excavation.